Start now. Time's ticking.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Let me start over. I have a list, and it's not in all in one place. It's in multiple places. I've got several notes on my phone, notepads full of things. This is part of my unorganized way of working. And I have this list that's spread out all over the place, and a lot of it's still in my head that needs to get down on paper. Of the people that I'd like to meet and interview. And up until now, it's been this far distant concept of how would you ever meet so and so and so on and so forth. And something hit me today. I was doing a little bit of research and found out that one of the people on my list passed away in May, and I wasn't aware that he had died, but he was one of these people, kind of an icon of industry, that I was interested in meeting. I wanted to see what he was like in real life and be able to have a one-on-one conversation with him and go from there. And so many of the people that I've had a chance to interview via podcasts have allowed me, I've been able to start whole friendships off of that and be able to grow it from there. And if nothing else, I've opened a door that I can go back to at any time. Hey, I'm Brian, I interviewed you for such and such. There's a doorway open there that I have that wasn't there previously. So it's been really useful as far as that goes. And it's one of those things where I want to reach out and meet these people. And I've done it in different parts of my life. I've talked about this before about meeting heroes. I've gone out and tracked people down and just see if I can get a hold of them. If you haven't done this, I highly recommend you do it. What you have to prepare yourself for is the fact that they are not exactly who you think they are. Okay, they might be who you think they are, but with more. They've got more baggage, they're more human, everything else. And I've done this on a number of occasions throughout my life, and I've always been happy I did, because it allowed me to see things for what they are. It allowed me to stop putting people on pedestals and to just realize that we're all just people. And that also, you would think that'd be disappointing, but it also brings to life and brings to light the idea that if they can do it, anybody can do it. You know, it's available, that life is available to anybody, and including in this scenario. So in this scenario, what I found is, over the last handful of years, started doing podcasts, started interviewing people at a distance, especially using Zoom. You'll notice so many, especially during the pandemic of 20 and 21, people have been using Zoom to produce podcasts because people couldn't be one-on-one with each other, or it was extremely difficult to. And so that opens up the whole world to you, especially since so much of the world knows how to use that technology where they didn't a good 2 years ago. So exciting things happen ahead, but it's also this little push, finding out that this gentleman died, and at a relatively young age, finding out that he died, and knowing that time's ticking. I don't have much time. If I'm going to do it, I got to get it done. And so that's the whole idea for tonight. It's just, if you've got something that's right there on the tip, that you have the ability to do it, then just start it. Start the process. Get it out there. Get moving. You don't have to do it all at once. It doesn't have to be overnight. You don't have to feel stressed about it. What you have to do is just start. know what the next step is and do the next step. You don't have to plan the whole thing out even. Just know what the next step is and take it and go from there. Step one. It all starts with step one. You got to take it. We don't know how much time we got, so you got to do what you got. You can. So it's a similar idea that I've promoted multiple times, but it's one that keeps going into my head, so I figured I'd feed it right back to you. So hopefully that's helpful. We'll be back tomorrow. Go get a copy of my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You can buy a hardback copy, or you can get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com. Be back here tomorrow night. Get out there and let the magic happen.